When you want something in this life, don't expect everyone to support you. Don't expect it to make sense to everybody. No. Many people will push back against your ideas for your future, many of which will be your own friends and family. They'll laugh at you. They'll doubt you. They'll call you stupid. You can't listen to these people. You've got to listen to yourself. You've got to have a voice inside yourself that is so strong that it speaks louder than all the crap people talk to you.
Because if you just sit there and accept everything that's thrown at you, life will trample you. It'll kick dirt in your face and tell you you're no good.
Don't let this negative world beat you down. Don't let it win. At some point, you gotta start standing up for yourself. At some point, you gotta start fighting back.
Get away from all these people who ain't doing nothing with their lives. These people are toxic. They'll attack you on your journey. They'll actively work against you. These people's opinions of you ain't none of your business. You are the only one who dictates how far you can go. The possibilities for you are unlimited. If it's building a business, starting a career, traveling the world, making a difference in society, you can do whatever you believe you can do.
He who thinks he can and he who thinks he can't are both usually right.
You've got to build your level of self-confidence to a point where when they fight against your ideas, it only adds fuel to your desire to win.
Many doors will be closed in your face. Many loans that you'll want will be denied. Many jobs you apply for, they'll reject you, and most people will give up. But you've got to decide within yourself that I'm going to be fearless. I'm going to be relentless. I refuse to accept failure as my final result. And I'm going to go all out to get it. I'm going to give it everything I possibly have. No obstacle, no challenge, no person is going to keep me from my dream.
Don't allow the opinions of others to shut you down. When they talk, you go hard. When they doubt you, you shut them up with your results. The best revenge in life is massive success.
Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your dream. If you dare to be great, if you dare to do something that you've never done before, if you dare to go to limits that you've never been to before, you'll achieve more than you could ever imagine.
And when you're going through bad times, I want you to remember, you're not being buried, you're being planted. You may be underground, but you're not buried in this mess. You're planted in it. And when you're planted in it, you should expect to come back up again. And when you come back up, you'll be completely transformed by the experiences that you've endured.
When you're going through pain, you're not suffering. You're building strength, you're building resilience, you're building perseverance, you're building everything it takes to win.
When you have fear, fear makes you think in a way you shouldn't be thinking and makes you do stuff you shouldn't be doing. But when you have faith, you don't need to know what you're up against. When you have faith, you don't need to know how much it's going to take. When you have faith, you just believe and it'll happen.
You concentrate on working on your dream. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity right now with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart. You focus on this, and tomorrow will take care of itself.
You gotta believe within yourself that you are the one. You are the one to make it happen. You are the one to succeed. You are the one who will be living their dream. You gotta feel that you're entitled to this, that you're supposed to have this. This is your calling. This is your time. Now is your moment.
You gotta stand up inside yourself and tell yourself, I can do this. I can handle this. I can overcome anything that comes against me.
You're more powerful than you realize. You're stronger than you think you are. You're tougher than you think you are. You can survive more than you think you can. You can go further than you believe you can. You're more capable than you could ever possibly imagine.
When you no longer focus on the obstacles, when you no longer care what people think or what people have to say, when you no longer find the need to seek their approval, when you stop counting the cost of what it's going to take to reach your dream, it is done. When the pressure within you is greater than the pressure outside of you.
You're going to have a lot of things come against you. You're going to have people that tell you to stop. You're going to have challenges that tell you to stop. And you're going to feel like giving up every damn day because you'll feel like life is beating you over and over.
Legends aren't defined by their successes. They're defined by how they bounce back from their failures. The highs I've experienced, they were only possible by how I bounced back from the lows. From those moments when I wondered if it was worth it, or if I was wasting my time, or if I was good enough.
People are gonna think you're crazy. And sometimes you're gonna think you're crazy. You're gonna question yourself. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen, to go through that. People used to laugh at me in Detroit when I was sleeping on the floor of my office in the Penobscot building. It was rough, ladies and gentlemen. It was not easy. When I was laying on the floor looking out of the window, when I was questioning myself, Les, can you do this? I was questioning myself.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that will try to crush your dream. And you cannot allow that to happen. That is your biggest challenge.
It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you look at the people in your life. Who do you have yourself surrounded with? It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you get the energy drainers out of your life, the dream busters. Get them out of your life. They will deplete your energy. They're gonna laugh at you.
You gotta stop looking to others for support and look inside yourself.
The lion in you never retreats. Imagine us taking the lion approach to life. I ain't backing up. A lion don't walk backwards for nothing.
You gotta tell yourself, I can do this.
You're more powerful than you realize.
You're stronger than you think you are. You can survive more than you think you can. You're more capable than you can possibly imagine.
It was necessary that I face a lot of rejection, a lot of laughter, a lot of no's in order to get here, to enjoy the level of success. It was necessary that I face that. And I'm saying to you, when you're facing those rejections day in and day out, don't say, I had a bad day today. Say, I had a character building day.
We can be active participants in our being here, or we can be victims. Before anything can take place, you've got to believe in your heart of hearts that it's possible that you can be this.
And this is when your mind has to f-ing change. You gotta start thinking, I'm the grittiest motherfucker in the world. You gotta start arming your mind. Start preparing yourself for what's out here in life. Build confidence, build self-esteem.
The hardest thing in the world is to believe in you, to believe you're special, to believe you're different, to believe you're supposed to be somebody. The hardest thing in the world is, in spite of all your fears, all your worries, all your doubt, all your feelings of inadequacy, is to believe in yourself one more time, to pick yourself up off the mat one more time.
Anybody can believe when the struggle is over. But I want to talk to some people who are in the middle of the struggle and you still believe. I know you're tired. I know your arms are aching. I know your mind is frustrated. I know you feel like it's not fair. I know you feel like throwing up your hands and you're depressed and you lost loved ones and you've been through heartaches and it's not the best time of your life. All hell might be breaking loose in your life, but tell them I can do it. If it don't happen, I can do it. If you don't love me, I can do it. If you don't want me, I can do it. If you leave me, I can do it. If you betray me, I can do it.
You gotta talk to yourself. Sometimes healing takes place first in the spirit.
You gotta tell yourself, I can do this. I got what it takes. I will not be defeated.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you believed that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believed that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believed that? You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody anywhere at any time if you just believed that.
So you've got to decide, you've got to say, it's possible that I can beat this. It's necessary that I do this. You've got to mobilize your mind and your spirit that I can find a solution. I'm not through yet. I've got some purpose that I've got to fulfill. I've got some work. I have an assignment that's incomplete. I'm not through yet. I'm not going out like this. I'm going to fight. And it's necessary that you take charge, that you begin to stand up inside of yourself, that you dry your tears and you're not given the luxury of feeling sorry for yourself, that you get busy, you start doing research and asking questions, that you got to get in a fighting mode. You can't surrender. You can't be a chump. You got to fight back. You got to stand up and start. So wait a minute, what is it I need to do? You got to make yourself move even if it hurts.
Your belief must be so strong that when people doubt you, ridicule you, and come against you, it's nothing but a minor inconvenience.
You've got to really do the prayer, meditation, journaling, affirmation, declarations, and be around people who really don't care that much about what people think of them. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
Your belief, your faith, your drive, your determination, your persistence, your perseverance, your spirit, greater is He that is in you than what's out here in this world.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.